Question number two is this. Can you explain 1 Timothy 3:16 about the mystery of godliness? 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16 about the mystery of godliness. We discussed this passage not too long ago, and I say not too long, maybe 5 or 6 months, give or take a few months, and we talked about it, but let's just look at this verse again, because this is always a good thing to discuss. And 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16. And the question is, what does this expression mean? The mystery of godliness, verse 16. And so it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, received up, believed on in the world, received up in glory. Well, what this term mystery is used often in the New Testament to refer to the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And anytime you see the word mystery in this context, you can replace it with the word gospel, more or less, because that's what the word is having a reference to. You say, well, why is the word being used in this way? Well, in order to understand that, we've got to turn to another passage, and that is Romans chapter 16 and verses 25 and 26. Let's look at that. Romans 16, verses 25 and 26. It says, now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. I want you to notice some things in this passage. Who is able to establish you? Number one, according to my gospel, the gospel that the Apostle Paul preached. Okay. Now look at number two, the preaching of Jesus Christ. Now those are the same things. The gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ are both the same things. And now look at the third thing. According to the revelation of the mystery. The revelation of the mystery. And that's the gospel also. That's the preaching of Jesus Christ also. Why does Paul refer to it as the revelation of the mystery? Because it was kept secret since the world began. In other words, in the time of the old covenant, the patriarchs, the time of Mosaic law, the revelation of the gospel was not known. There were prophecies that were made that told about what was going to happen in the future, that told about the coming Messiah, that told about what the Messiah's life would be like. But it was not revealed how all that was going to take place until Jesus came, and Jesus fulfilled all of the Old Testament prophecies. All of the mystery surrounding those prophecies then is no longer a mystery. It is now a revelation. And so Paul uses the word mystery to refer to the message of the gospel, because it was a mystery before it was revealed, but now it's not a mystery anymore. But the people to whom Paul was writing, who studied the Old Testament scriptures in his day and time, still considered those passages to be mysterious. They didn't know what they referred to. They didn't know that it was talking about Jesus. And it wasn't until Paul came in and showed those people how Jesus fulfilled all of those Old Testament prophecies that the mystery was revealed. And so the mystery is no longer a mystery, but it's been made known. Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 3 through 5 also comments on this. Paul writes, how that by revelation was made known unto me the mystery. By revelation was made known to me the mystery. As I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages, in other words, before the time of Paul, in other ages, was not made known unto the sons of men. In other words, it was a mystery. What does he say? But now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So the mystery that was not known is now known, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise, or of his promise in Christ Jesus by the gospel. And so the mystery again is no longer a mystery. One time it was not known, but now it has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit. And so when they preach it, it's no longer a mystery, but it's a revelation. He also comments on this in 1 Corinthians 2 and verses 7 through 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 7 through 10. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So he says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. But it's no longer a mystery because it has been revealed by the Spirit. And so the mystery is no longer a mystery. Colossians 1, verses 25 through 28. Colossians 1 and verses 25 through 28. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. What is the word of God? Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made known to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is it? What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles? Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. So again, the mystery is no longer a mystery. What is it? The mystery is the word of God, is what he says here in this verse. It was hidden from ages and from generations, but now what? It's made known. So it's not a mystery anymore. And what is that mystery? He defines it for us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so the mystery is no longer a mystery. It's Jesus Christ. So to summarize, before Jesus came, the mystery was shut up and hidden in the words of the old covenant. But now that Jesus has come, the mystery has been revealed. It's been revealed by the Holy Spirit. It's been revealed to the apostles and prophets of the New Testament. It's been revealed to us in as much as we have the message of the apostles and prophets of the New Testament in the revelation of the Bible. It's no longer a mystery. So these passages that talk about the mystery are really not mysterious, because Paul tells us what the mystery is. It's not his desire to hide anything from us. It's his desire to reveal it to us. But it was called a mystery because those who lived before the preaching of the gospel didn't know what all of these things meant. They had no idea how all of these prophecies were going to be fulfilled. And they certainly didn't think that God was going to come and dwell in flesh and give himself on the cross for the sins of mankind. And so this was a revelation. The mystery that has been revealed. And so turning back to 1 Timothy chapter 3, I want you to notice this. Again, Paul defines in this passage what the mystery is in the whole passage. without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. What is it? It's this. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And so that's the mystery. You see, it's no longer a mystery because it's been revealed. And so this evening, do you need to be obedient to the mystery of the Word of God, to be obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be obedient to the preaching of Jesus Christ? Maybe you do need to obey the gospel tonight. You can do that by hearing the words of Jesus and believing them, repenting of your sins, confessing Him as Lord, and being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Perhaps you need the prayers of the church. And this evening, if you would like to ask for prayer, this is an opportunity that many take to do that. And you can come forward now, make your request known while we stand and sing.